Well, Abra is one of the artists in residence or who live at the Franklin Art Center, and she tells us about the events happening in the Brainerd Lakes area. Now, you guys have a second Saturday with some events next weekend, right?
That is correct. And I'll start with what we have going on next Friday evening, actually, Friday afternoon and evening. So we have the Crossing Arts Alliance is having an opening reception for our next show, which is called Celebrate the Young at Art. This is an annual show that we do. I think this is maybe going to be the 11th year of it. Don't quote me on that. But we've been doing it for quite a few years now. And it is art from young artists in the community from area schools. So we coordinate with the art teachers at local schools, and the gallery is full of work from students in the Brainerd area.
That's great.
Yeah, so it really gives them an awesome opportunity to have their work on display in a gallery, which is really a cool experience for them. And then we have the opening reception on Friday the 8th from 3:30 to 6 o'clock. So, and that's open to the public. They can come meet some of the students whose art is on display, and the kids can be there, and it's a fun show.
All right. And anything else, other stuff going on at Franklin?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so that's on Friday, and then the next day is the second Saturday. So, and for April 2nd Saturday, the Crossing Arts Alliance always has its Flipside Kids programming. So the kids are going to be working on it's called an Excellent Egg Carton Bouquet is the project that they have this time. So it's upcycling old egg cartons, cutting them up and painting and decorating and turning them into a little bouquet of flowers. So that's the kids' project, and that is from 10 to noon. The gallery will be open from 10 to 2 that day. There's a silk scarf dyeing class. So for adults who are interested in taking a class that day, Diane Runberg, one of our artists, will be teaching a class on how to dye silk scarves. And there's also, and that one's at 10 o'clock, and then there's also a needle felting class. Our director, Lisa Jordan, from the Crossing Arts Alliance, will be teaching a class on how to make a little needle felted bird. So you make this sweet little felted bird sculpture that stands on two little wire legs. So that one is on Saturday as well at 2 o'clock. And then we do also have our visiting artist, let's see, who's that this time around? Ellen Smith is our visiting artist, and she will have featured art by her in the gift shop, in the Crossing Arts gift shop. So all that will be going on Saturday. And for more information on any of that, people can visit our website, which is www.crossingarts.org. Or if you're on Facebook, you can check us out on Facebook as well.
Well, sounds great, Abra. Thanks for keeping us up to date on Brainerd, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Have a good one.
You too.